Thank you and good morning. Rain, wind, and high surf have been the hallmarks of the weather in Humboldt since December, and today is no different as another storm system makes its way through the region. Localized flooding on roadways and in low-lying properties is to be expected, and County Public Works is back out monitoring the conditions of roads across the county. Normal trouble spots such as Cannibal Island Road, Hookton Road, and Avenue of the Giants were affected by flooding yesterday, and residents in Cutton watched as Walnut Drive was closed due to flooding as well. Trinity County has closed down Van Dusen Road nightly south of Highway 36 due to the rise of the river and erosion, and Highway 299 remains closed to through traffic at Big French Creek due to the weather. The PG&E power outage map is generally clear this morning, with about two dozen customers in the dark in northern Humboldt. Approximately 125 customers remain without power in Myers Flat and Miranda, and another 65 or so in Whitethorn. We can expect more rain through the weekend, and high surf will impact local beaches and coastal areas. Two men walked into the 76 gas station on Alliance Road in Arcata yesterday at just before noon and robbed the place at gunpoint. The clerk was able to provide a description of the vehicle and a partial license plate number, and police were quickly able to locate the car. It was spotted heading westbound on Highway 255, and following a traffic stop, police arrested 19-year-old McKinleyville man Desmond Van and 20-year-old Lucas Herrera of Manila. Both were booked for armed robbery. On Tuesday morning, 38-year-old prison inmate John Campbell, serving a 7-year term for car theft and reckless driving, walked away from the Eel River Conservation Camp. Campbell remained on the run for about 24 hours before he was tracked down by state corrections agents in the small town of Orland, located along I-5 east of Chico. Campbell was taken back to prison in Susanville and is no longer eligible to be housed in a conservation camp. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies wrapped up an investigation into recent burglaries after they arrested Earl Johansson this week. Deputies and Forest Service officers served a search warrant at Johansson's residence in Xenia and recovered stolen property from at least four burglaries. Much of that property was returned to its owners, and Johansson was booked for burglary. He's being held without bail. Jordan Christmas has Rotary News.
The Rotary Club of Eureka has been generous in the past few months as they have assisted community organizations aimed at helping people in need. Members of the Rotary Club assisted Betty Chen as they delivered 20 bunk beds and helped assemble them all as well. The Eureka Rescue Mission, who was in need of more than 25 bunk beds and more than 50 mattresses, called the Rotary Club for assistance. The project was funded through coordination with County Supervisor Virginia Bass, Parks and Recreation, as well as the Eureka First Church. And now the beds and mattresses are in use at the rescue mission.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In September of last year, Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said that due to the number of butane hash lab explosions in the city and the county, Arcata would implement new regulations for the sale and purchase of butane within city limits. Since that time, there have been two suspected hash lab explosions in Arcata, one in a mobile hash lab inside a car on November 3rd, and the second on Youngs Avenue over the weekend. Last night, the City Council approved the regulations that restrict the number of butane canisters that can be purchased by an individual per month. It will also require retailers to track sales and the identity of those who purchase butane.
Several other communities in Northern California, several of the communities a little bit to the east of us, have passed these ordinances that would restrict how much butane you could possess to two of these canisters, how much you can buy in any particular 30 days. So it will require retailers to track their sales.
Diemer said that the number of incidents across the county and the region has spurred the action, and that hash labs pose a clear and immediate danger to communities and neighborhoods.
Even more so, I think, is the devastation to the neighborhoods. I mean, just the sheer number of explosions that we've had in residential settings throughout this North Coast, but particularly in Humboldt County. I know Humboldt Bay Fire and I believe Arcata Fire has now taken a position. If they get on scene and they recognize there's butane associated with that fire, they're not sending personnel in.
The new regulations will go into effect in 30 days. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.